Along with the kiss, The Thinker is probably Rodin's best-known sculpture. From the beginning of the Gates of Hell project in 1880, Rodin foresaw this figure at the summit of the door in the tympanum. This, moreover, was the sole unchanging element of this frequently modified work. At first, it was the poet Dante, author of the Divine Comedy, who contemplated the dramatic spectacle unfolding below. Like many figures in the Gates, the poet, which later became the thinker, had an autonomous existence. Initially 71 centimeters in height, the sculpture was enlarged to this colossal version, which indisputably heightened its expressive power. After 1900, as Rodin began to exhibit his work in numerous major international exhibitions, he commissioned an increasing number of enlargements of his sculptures. This difficult task was entrusted to the specialist Henri Le Bosset. In the 19th century, several inventions made it possible to mechanically enlarge or reduce the size of a sculpture. A proof of this large thinker was given to the city of Paris and placed in front of the Pantheon from 1906 to 1922. Since that date, the sculpture has been on exhibit in the gardens of the Rodin Museum. Seated on a rock, a powerfully built man with tormented features and unkempt hair reflects. His athletic body is reminiscent of sculptures by Michelangelo. Note the contrast between the contractions of the muscles, suggesting effort, while the pose indicates reflection. Rilke, admiring the work, remarked,
"He sits absorbed and silent, heavy with thought. With the strength of an acting man, he thinks. His whole body has become head, and all the blood in his veins has become brain."
But not every critic was so full of praise. It is difficult today to picture the hostile reactions to the thinker when it was installed in front of the Pantheon. Many found it vulgar and too massive. The figure was described as a gorilla and a brute. His position was ridiculed, giving rise to scatological caricatures. But who is this thinker? Who is this man? Is it really Dante thinking about his Divine Comedy? Or Rodin himself conceiving his work? Rodin said, "He is not a dreamer. He is a creator. I made my own statue." This was the work, moreover, that was placed on Rodin's tomb in 1917.